You know what's the most ridiculous thing about modern life? We've become so unique, so special, so individualized that we are all experiencing the exact same loneliness, separately. Hi, and welcome to The Good System. I'm Ian DeBay, and today we're diving into something I bet you're feeling right now. Yes, yes you, the person listening, by commuting or doing dishes or pretending to work out. I see you. Well, not really. That's kind of the whole problem we're talking about today. We're tackling hyper-individualism. And no, that's not a Red Bull event, but this weird situation where society has made us all so focused on ourselves that we've somehow forgotten how to be together. And yeah, that's the system I'm obsessed with fixing. You know what happened to me recently? I have this friend, a very good friend. We message each other from time to time. We're best friends, I would even say, but we both have kids now. We barely meet. We do used to talk about movies or TV shows we saw or video games. The conversation flowed so easily, right? And it does still when we are texting. But then last month, we actually met up at this bar under the underground. And you know what happened? Nothing. Literally nothing. We just sat there like two awkward teenagers, barely able to string together a sentence. I kept thinking, what do I even say to this person? And I could tell he felt the same. Eventually he asked if I am watching anything right now. I barely do anymore because I have a podcast now nobody listens to and kids who aren't listening to. But from time to time I watch an episode of Black Mirror. He didn't even know the show. So that was the end of the communication. But the craziest part? The moment I got home, I texted him, thank you for the meeting, and instantly we were back to our normal flowing conversation, making bad jokes and stuff. Like, what is that? How can we communicate so easily through screens but struggle to talk face to face? And it's not just with friends. Every morning at my kids' kindergarten, I see the same parents, same faces, day after day, for years. But do I know anything about them? Nope. I barely know their kids' names, let alone anything about the parents themselves. And okay, maybe it's me. But hey, they aren't talking either. So who are you to blame me? We do this awkward not thing, you know, that universal, I recognize you, but we are not going to talk, gesture. Sometimes we stand next to each other waiting for our kids to dress or having a tantrum. I'm just silent. If phones were allowed in kindergarten, we would use them, just to avoid the silence. And that's when it hit me how deeply weird this hyper-individualized world has become. We are all so connected digitally, but completely disconnected in real life. And the worst part? It's starting to feel normal. What is hyper-individualism really? Let me explain it like that. It's basically when we take individualism, you know, personal freedom, being yourself, all the good stuff, and crank it up to 11 until it breaks. It's when doing your own thing, or you do you, becomes everyone is completely isolated in their own personalized bubble. And let me tell you, we are deep in it. Think about your morning. You probably woke up and immediately checked your personalized newsfeed, listened to your personalized music playlist, and maybe ordered your very specifically customized coffee with cinnamon and pistachio through an app so you didn't have to talk to anyone. And then drove alone in your car to wherever you're going. Everything is designed just for you. That sounds amazing, right? Except it's not, because somehow we are all miserable. Weird, huh? I noticed it myself recently. Sitting in my home office, I barely meet anyone. Yeah, there's an email or a text from time to time, or maybe even a call once in a while. And if I wouldn't stand beside other parents in kindergarten or go to the supermarket because delivery is so expensive, I wouldn't meet anyone. And while I have no problem with it normally, because I love being alone, I sometimes feel disconnected and lonely. But how did our society become so individualized that it hurts? First up, capitalism. Yeah, we're going there. Capitalism loves hyper-individualism. It's basically its favorite thing ever. Think about it. One, if everyone needs their own stuff instead of sharing, they can sell more stuff. Two, if we are all competing with each other instead of cooperating, wages stay lower. And three, if we are all isolated, we're easier to sell things too because we're lonely and looking for comfort. I mean, why have one Stanley cup when you can have one in every color? That's, I guess, 1,543 cups. One for every mood, one for every outfit, one for every day of the year for 4 years. That's normal, right? I did it myself. No, not the Stanley Cups. But I bought a book that was personalized for my kids. The characters had their names. The illustrations should have looked like them. But the story was boring and the painted kids looked like generic little demons. But at least the book costed more than a whole anthology of classics. And about competition. Here's the awkward truth. Where we are born determines our opportunities in life more than our skills or how hard we work. I know, that's not what we're supposed to say. We're supposed to believe that everyone can make it if they just work hard enough. But that's a convenient myth that keeps us all competing instead of questioning the system. If you are born in a city in Austria like me, you have different opportunities than someone born in a small village in, I don't know, rural Kazakhstan maybe. That's just how it is. And if you're born rich, well, that's a whole different game. But the system wants us to believe it's all about individual effort because then we don't question the structures. And that brings us to the next cause of hyper-individualism. Politics. Politicians love when we are all separated. It's so much easier to control people who don't talk to each other. Think about it. If you never meet your neighbors, it's super easy for politicians to convince you they're the enemy. If you're never in community spaces talking to different kinds of people, you only know what your personalized news feed tells you. They want us to believe in the myth of the strong individual leader who will save us all. Instead of building strong communities that can solve problems together. That's for the weak. That's for the woke people who want to discuss things. But wait, it gets better. Because technology is now making all of this so much worse. Your entire online experience is curated just for you. Your social media feed shows you only what the algorithm thinks you want to see. Your music, your shows, your news, all customized. And sure, that seems convenient. But what happens when you try to talk to someone about anything? You've seen completely different content, you live in different information universes. Like once, I wasn't only standing beside other parents, but I tried to talk to a father. I asked if he saw the latest episode of a YouTube channel I thought everyone was watching because the whole internet talked about it, but he never even has heard about the show. It was only the internet presented to me that couldn't get enough of it. And no, I won't tell you the watch channel. If you were interested in it, the almighty algorithm would have shown you. I don't embarrass myself again. And there's another point, the infrastructure. Oh my god, the infrastructure. Have you seen American suburbs or even some European ones? They're designed for isolation. Single family homes, no sidewalks, no public spaces, everything only accessible by car. You literally can't bump into people anymore. You go from your house box to your car box to your work box and back again. And now with work from home, delivery services and online everything, you don't even need to do that. You can sit in your house forever, ordering things online, talking to no one. The system has made isolation convenient. Now, don't get me wrong. Being alone isn't always bad. As I said earlier, I actually like being alone. I need time to think about things like, well, hyper-individualism and how to fix the system. And there's a big difference between being alone and being lonely. Being alone by choice? Great. Love it. Being forced into isolation by systems designed to separate us? Not so great. For example, some years ago, I spent a night in a wine barrel that was modified as a hut. I was all alone. Just me and the cold February wind. It was great. But I also remember the time when my whole family had COVID and we couldn't go anywhere for weeks. That was not so great. So what can we do about all this? How do we combat hyper-individualism without giving up the good parts of individualism? Short answer, we change the system. Long answer, it's complicated. But here are some ideas. First, we need to rethink our economic system. The social market economy is a start, but it's by far not enough. We need something that values cooperation as much as competition, or even more. Second, we need to make our political system more participatory. One person can't represent thousands or millions of people. That's just math. We need a system that motivates people to engage politically, that engage people to go to town hall meetings, participate in petitions, just come together to work on a better neighborhood. Third, we need better infrastructure. We need third spaces, places that aren't home or work, where people just can be together, like libraries, parks, community centers, or walkable streets. But how do we get there? Well, we get political. And here's what you, yes, you, can do right now. Join local groups or political parties that align with your values. But don't expect that it's a perfect fit. It's real life and not a personalized social media stream. Take whatever has the biggest alignments. Go to town hall meetings. Be active in your neighborhood. Use technology to connect with people, but then meet them in real life. Talk to your neighbors. I know Believe me, I really know it's scary. But the one time my wife and I, when we moved to a new building and we went to from door to door, although we both don't like doing such things, but it was the best experience. We knew all the neighbors, and when we needed help, they helped us, and we helped them. It was a great community. So just knock on the door and say hi. Maybe they're also home alone and hoping someone will knock. Just be the one who knocks. And call your friends. Meet up with them. Go for a walk in your neighborhood if it's possible. You will see you meet new people if you do this regularly. And I know it's so much easier to sit at home and doom scroll on your phone while listening to this podcast. I do it too. But we have to stop. Not listening to this podcast. No, don't stop, but stop doom scrolling. And being self-employed forces me to talk to strangers. Something I always hated and still don't like. But it turned out great. Most of the people are kind and interested. And only some are weirdos. And look, I'm not saying it's easy. The system is designed to keep us apart. But if enough of us push against it, we can change things. We can create a society that accepts all our quirks and weird habits. Everyone can be as good as they can be for the community. We can build a system that embraces the good sides of individualism to create a strong community. And as always, the good system finds the right balance between two opposing poles. That's it for today's episode of The Good System. If you enjoyed this rambling about hyper-individualism and want more of my thoughts and how to fix this mess we're in, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And tell your friends about this podcast so you have something to talk about the next time you meet. This episode, like every episode till now, is based on an article I wrote for my blog, iandebay.com. You find the link in the show notes. And you can listen to this podcast on YouTube. Yes, listen, not watching. With this episode, this podcast is audio only. That's one, to increase the quality, and on the other side, to serve the different audiences. Yes, it is my contribution for the hyper-individualism. That's why I started a new YouTube channel for this podcast. What you can watch on my old YouTube channel is a little bit longer explanation why I'm doing all this. You'll find all the links in the show notes. And I also plan to have a newsletter that comes weekly with every episode. If I have already set it up, you will find the link also in the show notes. And I promise, pinky promise, not to sell your data or personalize your experience too much. It's the same weird thoughts for everyone. Thank you for listening. Till next time, I'm Ian DeBay.